Well, hey there. This is Debs, the Horoscopes Lady, and you're listening to a Sidereal Astrology Show on BBS Radio. Today is March 14th, 2007, and no matter where you are in the world, the sun is still in Aquarius. Yes, 29 degrees of Aquarius, and it will not get into the constellation Pisces until 2:17 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So if you know anybody born this morning, they are still in Aquarius. If they're born later on today, then there'll be a sun in Pisces. Our guest today is Angel. He's the Tampa Bay Sage, and I'll introduce him in a minute. But for those of you who've never heard of sidereal astrology yet, let me say sidereal astrology is the astrology of the constellations. We actually use the constellations to figure out where the planets are, as opposed to tropical astrology, which uses the seasons. First day of spring, first day of Aries, first day of summer, first day of Cancer. We don't do that because the first day of spring this year, the sun will actually be at about 7 degrees of Pisces. So if you were born, and this is the overlap, the dates overlap, but if you were born between April 13th and May 14th of any year, the sun was in the constellation Aries. Between May 14th to June 14th, the sun was in the constellation Taurus. Between June 16th and July 16th, the sun was in the constellation Gemini. Between July 16th and August 16th, the sun was in the constellation Cancer. Between August 16th and September 16th, the sun was in the constellation Leo. Between September 16th and October 17th, the sun was in the constellation Virgo. Between October 17th and November 16th, the sun was in the constellation Libra. Between November 16th and December 15th, the sun was in the constellation Scorpio. Between December 16th and January 14th, the sun was in the constellation Sagittarius. Between January 14th and February 12th, the sun was in the constellation Capricorn. Between February 12th to March 14th, the sun was in the constellation Aquarius. And between March 14th to April 13th, the sun was in the constellation Pisces. Or thereabouts, because you got leap year in there, too. All right, let me introduce our guest today. Well, you're going on a little earlier than what I thought, but that's all right. The Tampa Bay Sage, Angel. Angel, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. The weather's nice up here. I can feel spring in the air. Life is good. How about down there?
A little bit warmer than I like it.
I guess it would be. Angel is from Tampa Bay, Florida, and that's where he is. I want you to tell the folks a little bit about yourself. First of all, the moniker Angel is an interesting one, particularly the way you spell it. He spells it with an asterisk, A-N-G, and it's either an underscore or a dash. Which is it? Underscore
or dash.
It's a dash, a capital E, a capital L, and another asterisk. Tell us about that first, and then tell us about what type of astrology you are, how you got there.
Okay, well, I spell it that way for a particular reason, because angels are supposed to be, and actually are, messengers of God. And in the Hebrew language, capital E-L is the word for God. And so I emphasize the L part so that people will know, and of course they don't until I explain it, that I'm a messenger of God. I ask God every day to speak to and through me, and I thank him at night for doing it, because he does it a lot.
He does. Well, sort of like, I guess people don't realize when you're talking about the archangels, Raphael or Michael or all or Gabriel, they all have that E-L on the end of their names.
Yeah.
And I guess that's, yeah, the same thing. I do want to...
Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. I do want to hear more about your, you know, relationship with God in a minute, because that's one of the things, and when I spoke to you last week about that, where there's nothing that burns me faster, no pun intended, with someone telling me I'm going to go to someplace very hot because I do astrology. And they don't understand the – I know, that's funny. And they don't understand the relationship with God. But first, how did you get to be a sidereal astrologer?
Okay. First of all, I started studying astrology in earnest in 1963 when I met and fell in love with and married a psychic. Her name was Shana. In 1965, I got involved with the Edgar Cayce readings. And so, of course, I moved rapidly over to what he had to say about astrology. And he said that most astrologers were a sign or so off, and that the Persian system was the better system around. At the same time, I started studying the American astrology magazines, and they were sidereally oriented, so I learned about it there. In 1980, I started entertaining at parties as a profession, analyzing birthdays. When I tried the sidereal system on people, they objected vehemently to their signs being changed, so I went back to tropical. But then I had 25% of the people telling me I was wrong. Well, I hate being wrong.
Yeah.
So after a great deal of analysis and reconsideration, I renamed the constellations, and that went over perfectly. So in 1982, I started using the sidereal system without the people even knowing it, and I was delighted. I really love it when people say to me, "Have you been looking into my bedroom, or my kitchen, or my living room? Or how do you know that? You can tell all that from my birthday." And needless to say, I truly love that. Let me give you an example. I want to give you an example of the renaming I did.
I renamed Aries
as the warrior, the Taurus as always being right, Gemini as... I know where that came from.
Yes, I'm laughing because I am a sun in Taurus, yes.
Well, you know you're always right. Ask your husband.
Yes. I'll let you go ahead here.
I got Gemini as the talkaholic and Cancer as the parent. When I'm reading a woman, I say, "You the mama." And when I'm reading a guy, I say, "You're the papa. Everybody in the world, you're a baby," et cetera.
See, and people do resonate with that. You know, that's brilliant, because actually I was going to ask you, I tend to market myself to the X generation, because I find people in our generation, and I'm on the tail end of yours, they don't want to change. And they do get very upset when you tell them, you're something different. And they don't want to let that go. And that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. It's like, how do you market to people in Florida, which do tend to be older in the Tampa Bay area, without doing it, but you rename them. That's brilliant, just brilliant.
Yeah, and it works so well. I mean, they have absolutely zero objection to that. And like I said before, you know, I told you the kind of reactions I get.
Yes, you are preaching to the choir at this point, because I get that a lot. It's and still do, even with people who've been clients of mine for years. They'll say, Yes, I know you say I'm this, but don't tell me that. And I'm like, it's too funny.
I never hear that anymore, Deb.
Oh, well, I would guess not. Tell us about your TV show, and if anyone's in the Tampa Bay area, you can see Angel. He's got a show on Wednesday afternoon. So how did that come about, and what's your show format like?
Okay. It came about, I've been doing it for about 7 years. It's on public access. It's a cable channel. I'm live on cable channel 20 in Tampa in Hillsborough County. And it's from 3 o'clock on Wednesdays to 4. It's an hour show. And it repeats on Fridays from 3 to 4. But in a couple of weeks, the schedule is going to change to Tuesdays for my listeners who are listening to you now, and remember that I'm on Wednesdays. I'll be on Tuesdays in a couple of weeks, same time. Same time, same station. What I do is I analyze birthdays, and I have my own system. I analyze the month, the day, the year, and the hour. For example, in your case, I won't give the numbers, but I will say by month, of course, you're a Taurus.
Right.
And by day, you're a Cancer, so you would be the mama also by day. By year, you're, I guess it's okay to say you're born in the year of the dog. So
that's true. I don't mind telling people how old I am, because quite frankly, I look pretty darn good for my age. So, you know, I don't mind. And that's without any laser treatments or anything like that. So, anyway, go ahead.
In the Chinese, okay, so that the dog is the same as Aquarius. Anybody that's born in the constellation of Aquarius, you could just as easily say, okay, you're born in the constellation of the dog. Of course, I would say you're born in the constellation of the freedom freak, because you can't take being told what to do.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Now, a lot of people resent the word freak, so I'm starting to change that now to you're the freedom queen, you're the queen of freedom.
Oh, yeah. Who couldn't love being called a queen? Yeah.
So yeah, and you're born the same hour as I am, the Chinese hourly system. You're born in the hour of the sheep, which is the same as Scorpio. And I'm born at 1:30. Between 1 and 3 is the Scorpio hour. So then I analyze that, and then I compare birth date. I compare for relationships the same way. I compare the month, the day, the year, and the hour for compatibility.
That's quite a bit of work that you give your clients. That's a lot of work that you give them.
And I do it rapidly because I invented a chart. I invented a chart where I do it really rapidly. It takes me. It's amazing. It's the signs of the times chart. I call it the signs of the times because in the Bible, in the very first chapter, it says God created the stars for signs and for times. And later on, Jesus said to one of the priests, high priests in Israel, you can tell when it's going to rain by looking at the sky, but you don't have any idea what the signs are. So what I've done here is I've invented this chart, so if there's any priests out there now who want to know what the signs of the signs are, get my chart.
You got your chart. That's good. Okay, what is your website and how do people get hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at my website, of course. It gives my email address. It's real easy. FortuneTeller1, and that's not spelled out. That's the actual digit, FortuneTeller1.com. And if they don't have a computer, they got to have a computer to listen to you, right?
To listen to the show. Yeah, to listen to the show, they got to have a computer. So those are the ones you're talking to now.
But on my TV show, of course, a lot of people don't have computers who watch me on the TV. And, of course, my phone number is 813-254-0309.
Okay. All right. You've got a couple. Now, you've written a book. I do want to hear briefly about that. And the your sidereal ephemeris, because that is one of the big things people will say, well, I can't look it up. I don't know how to find my sidereal stuff without, of course, buying a, astrology program for themselves and the rest of that. So what have you developed along those lines?
Okay, well, first of all, I wrote two books, one of which applies here, and that one would be the Change Your Life Completely and Forever book, because inside it I have my chart that I invented and total instructions on how to use it. But my book is more like a seminar because I put my phone number in there, and if anybody buys the book and they are reading it or studying it and they find something they don't quite understand, they can call me and I'll go over it and explain it to them.
Yeah, once again, so, that just shows how much you're willing to give your clients, which is really nice.
Yeah, well, I feel that it's important for people. You know what? What we talk about, astrology is a complicated subject.
It is.
Yeah, and so any help that we can give to people, we got to do it because they need it. It's hard to understand, even with the total instructions, and I make my instructions simple. And I also write in a different style where people can absorb. Like, I don't write like normal books would have a complete paragraph that's all centered and stuff. Each sentence I break up into little blocks of information. And I put the next block of information of the same sentence on the next line so that when you move your eyes down to the next line, your mind is absorbing the information it just read.
Huh.
So I have
sort
a completely
of like,
different...
I was saying sort of like poetry.
Okay, yeah.
That's what
I'm
thinking.
And it is.
All right, that's a lovely writing style. Okay, so I did want to hear about those, and again, the sidereal calendar. Don't forget about that.
I have a sidereal calendar that I make customized. I custom make it. It's $100, you know that. Okay, but if somebody wants the sidereal calendar, I customize it to either their birthday, their birth chart, or the city they're born in's birth chart. So that when I do include ephemerises for each month in the sidereal system, of course. And because it's the only system I use, it's the accurate one.
Exactly, exactly.
I hate being wrong.
I know.
So what I do is when you see an aspect on a particular day, it's either aspecting the sky, the stars as they are in the sky today, or rather, where to your planets at your birth.
They get two at months. Okay. No, that's
so. In other words, I have a couple of books that tell me when each city was chartered, and I have one book that even tells you after the Civil War, a lot of cities were rechartered. Especially in Florida.
Yeah, in Florida, actually, the town that I live in, up here in Clifton, Virginia, it was rechartered after the war.
Okay, a lot of towns in the South were. And so I use that new charter date.
Oh, and which makes perfect sense. When you were born, I want to ask, I'll just say March 19th. The sun was in Pisces. Now, originally, 23, but you didn't have to change your sun sign.
No.
Because you would have, it makes it a little bit easier, and I can say that because I didn't have to change mine either. But what I had trouble giving up was my moon, of all things. I didn't want to give up my moon. My moon was supposed to be in Gemini. It's actually in Taurus, which makes so much more sense for me. It looks like you had to change your rising sign.
Yeah.
Sure.
I had a Leo rising in the tropical system, and it became Cancer in a sidereal system. And again, it proves accurate because I was not at all Leo 9. I was very shy, more like a Cancer.
More like a Cancer.
As a kid. But now that I've moved to Tampa, Florida, I have a new ascendant. It's Gemini. Could you tell?
I know, I was going to say, a little bit talkative here, but that's the other part of it. But you do, you get, when you move to different parts of the country or different parts of the world, for that matter, you get to express different parts of your personality, because it's all in there. So,
some people actually move to a place because they want to experience a different part of their personality.
Yep, I have heard that. I've had clients ask me, what would my life be like if I move here, if I move there, if I move there. I'm always fascinated to find out with other astrologers. Like when someone gets a chart done by me, if I do their chart, I don't generally meet with them anymore. Most of my clients are over the internet. They come to me over the internet, or I talk to them on phone. I have a couple wealthier clients in the entertainment business that'll fly me, or I'll take a train to where they are, to actually, sit down and discuss things with them. But most of my clients I do are by mail now. How do you do your clients?
Well, that's interesting. That's a very interesting question. Of course, I do charts. But my specialty is entertaining at parties.
It's very much one-on-one, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm born in the year of Virgo. That's the year of the snake. And so I am very scientific oriented. And I also am a perfectionist. That's one of the reasons I hate to be wrong.
Yes.
But I am able to, as a Virgo scientific kind of mind, I can put things into perspective quickly and easily. For party, but I do also come up with new ideas and new inventions, because after all, I'm a scientist. And one of the things I've invented, a couple of things I invented. First of all, living room in the round, where if you're having a party, let's say a bachelorette party, I can sit in the living room, like in the middle or at the, against the wall or something, and everybody can sit around me, and I can give each person a reading based on their day, month, year, hour, and go around the room. So it's called living room in the round. But I also invented the one-on-one party where you can throw yourself a party, and I'll come and give you all kinds of analysis just for you.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's definitely one-on-one.
That's lovely, and it's like there's a nice one-to-one, reaction, well, not reaction, but interaction with people, which is nice. I know there's a lot of people who may be listening right now will say, well, that sounds like a Leo rising to me, you know, because he's gregarious and he's all that.
Okay, let me explain that.
You can explain it. All right, you'll do that, because I was going to point out. Okay, you can explain it, because, I mean, I'm looking at your chart here, too, in front of me, so I'll throw in my two cents when you get done. You explain that.
Okay, you're born on the day of Cancer. Number two in the Chaldean system is the number of Cancer. Of course, that's the parent, that's the mama. But I'm born on a number one day, the 19th. 1 and 9 is 10, and then 1 and 0 is 1. Okay, so I'm born on a number one day. That's the number of Leo.
Ah, okay.
Now, what you looking at?
Yeah, you use the numbers to explain it. I'll have to talk, but there's a lovely lady on BBS Radio who's a numerologist who I've had the pleasure of talking to and listening to. I'm going to have to run that by her, which, you know, just to get her feedback, too. How I would explain it is looking at your chart, because that's particularly one of the big things. There's so many. I know a lot of sun sign cancers, not which is different than cancer rising, but sun sign cancers who they have jobs which they have to be in the public and whatnot, and they'll say, oh, see, I like to show off, or I like the center of attention, and I'll say, yes, but you have all your planets above the horizon. And when you were you were born in the afternoon like I was, your sun was above the horizon. Actually, Uranus, Jupiter, Saturn, you're part of Fortune, the midheaven, of course. The south node's up there, too, and the sun, Venus, and Mercury, all above the horizon. So these are people, I look at it and say, of course you like being out in the public. Of course you like going out and getting information from other people and having contact with other people. So I still look at that sidereally. I do love what you do with the numbers, though. That's fascinating. And what you said was right. Astrology, I almost hate using the word complicated because it sounds difficult. It is, let's say, exacting. You know, you've got to know your math. You have to know your math. You have to know a certain amount of science, I guess, so you actually understand what the planets are doing, up, down, to the right, to the left, the rest of that. And I think that's what keeps a lot of people from looking at astrology. They want it simple.
Well, if that's what I do with my chart, you need to get my book and see how I simplify it.
I love it. I like that. No, I like that. I'll be bold enough to say you need to buy mine too, then. You know, which is which is mine.
Go ahead.
No, so that's it. So it's gift giving by the stars. When it's all
about.
Yeah,
I saw that. I got to get that.
Yeah, I have. After you're off the air, I've got a couple emails that came in this week. I was going to talk about. And one of the gentlemen, that was it. He couldn't understand why this woman he's courting, she really likes him, but she doesn't like his gifts. And it just cracked me up when I saw it. I was like, okay, I understand that. And here, let's hear, you know, your take on it. Sidereally, she's a Sagittarius. Tropically, she's a Capricorn. And he keeps trying to give her gifts that a Capricorn would like. Now, Oh, no is right. But how would you, do you have relationships? Oh, you used to have that lovely radio show, which is where I first heard you with, Nikki?
You heard me?
Yeah, I heard you online a couple years ago, I guess, when you first got in contact, because I was listening. Yeah, I heard you. That's why I got back.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I made a note, and that's why I got back to you. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, Nikki, Angel used to be on a show with a lovely lady who's since gone on to another radio show. He was her guest for, 2 years, 3 years? Yeah, a long time. How long were you a guest on that show?
It was a couple of years, but it felt like we'd been together forever. We were definitely from a former lifetime together.
Oh, absolutely. You all got along so well together. And it was a relationship show, and again, with it being, you know, sidereal, just, you know, and that's, people hear me pausing because I'm just trying to, you know, find the words. It's just they don't like hearing things that are different, that, you know, they expect to hear a certain thing, and that's what they want to hear. Sort of like watching a rerun of a show. You do that because there's a comfortable level to it.
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed your radio show. You were wonderful, as a guest.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Maybe I should try to get on PBS.
Yes, you should. You absolutely should. Did you get clients from that, or was that more of a public service? How'd you feel about that? And I know you've got to go soon because you've got to get ready for your TV show. But I did want to hear
what again?
I know you've got to run.
Wait a minute, you're breaking up. I'm going to switch phones.
Okay.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I know you've got to get ready to run soon because you've got to get ready for your television show this afternoon. But I just want to ask you a little bit more about the radio show you had. Was that more of a public service? Did you feel like you were getting the word out for sidereal astrologers, or was it all about relationships?
It was primarily about relationships, but I did get a lot of parties booked from that show, and I also got a lot of books sold.
I could see that. Like I said, I was fortunate enough to hear you while you were on a couple times, and it was fun. It was fun hearing you. It's important to get along well with the host to begin with, and you two just sounded like old friends.
I know. We were together.
Yeah, which was nice. It was nice. Well, let me see. Like I said, I know you're going to be running literally out your door in a moment. So please, let's have your website address again, your phone number, and I know on your website I did not see the books up there, so tell the folks about the books, and then I will have something going on reciprocal on my website in a little bit. I've got, we have, they're not issues, they're just getting through the stuff you got to get through to get stuff up on websites. That's all it is. So,
yeah. Okay. As far as the books are concerned, they can go to my website and email me, and I'll give them a whole, and then I'll answer them and I'll tell them all about the book, about everything. Okay. But to get to my email, you go to my website and it tells you what my email is. But anyway, it's fortunetellerwand.com. It's real easy, but that one is not spelled out. It's the actual digit. My phone number is area code 813-254-0309.
Okay, all right. And Angel does parties all over the Tampa Bay area for as little as one person or as many as you can fit into a room. And he is absolutely entertaining, delightful, and accurate. And that's what we love about sidereal astrology. All right, sir, have a good one, and I will be chatting with you later on, I guess tomorrow, the day after that, all right?
Cool, looking forward to it. God bless everybody.
God bless you,
Bye.
Sir. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, that was Angel, and when he said God bless you, I forgot that was the one thing we did not talk about. He touched on it in the beginning, was his relationship with God. It is funny, when you are in this world, there is an assumption that because you don't pray the same way or doesn't look like you pray the same way other people do, that you don't believe in an infinite power or a divine power or however you want to phrase it. It's just one of those things which has always struck me as odd. Well, anyway, there you go. All right, this is Debs, the Horoscopes Lady, and this is a sidereal astrology show. I did get a couple emails in this week that I wanted to go over, but first I wanted to say if anyone is in the Northern Virginia area, that the Astrological Association of Northern Virginia is going to be meeting tomorrow night, that's Thursday evening, March 15th, at 7:30 p.m. at Mama Lucia's in the Fair City Mall Shopping Center. Now, Mama Lucia's at the Fair City Mall Shopping Center is at 9650, that's 9650 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. And there is no fee to come in. We ask, since we are meeting at the restaurant, that, you get yourself, pizza or a cannoli or something wonderful to eat there. The format is 10-minute topics. So there's usually three speakers, and they have the floor for 10 minutes each, 10-minute topics, and we cover everything. Oh, gee, I think tomorrow night someone's talking about Chiron. Somebody else is talking about, Anna Nicole, another famous death. which is a little morbid, but it's kind of interesting to look at astrologically. And someone else is going to be talking about the upcoming U.S. chart with the Mars-Saturn opposition. So that's the 10-minute topics for tomorrow evening. All right, emails. I mentioned while I was talking to Angel on the phone. Got an email this week from a gentleman who is desperately trying to get this lady's affection or attention. And they've been going out for a while. He emailed, and he says, you know, I don't know what it is. We get along really well, and I'm paraphrasing here. We get along really well, but, you know, I sent her these bouquet of roses, and I got her these diamond earrings, and what gives? She really likes me. I know she enjoys my company, but when I asked her, she said she really doesn't want roses, and she really, diamonds were nice, but, you know, she just really, I've got to, like, force her to wear them, is what he said. And I said, or mentioned to her to wear them. At any rate, the lady in question was born January 6, 1962, and I know tropically he's looking at a Capricorn. All right. Now, I have, in case you hadn't heard it before, I've written a book called Gift Giving by the Stars, and this gentleman apparently didn't know that, or he could have gone right to the website, which is searchbythestars.com. That's searchbythestars.com, and put in the birth data and gotten back an answer immediately as to what type of gift this person prefers. The book itself has all this information plus a lot of other etiquette and various other things about gift giving in it. So it's a bit more than the website, but if you know, just need to get a quick gift for somebody, just go to the website, searchbythestars.com, and you can get that information for free. Anyway, anyone born January 6th of any year, the sun Sagittarius. And reading from the book, if your sun is in Sagittarius, the type of gift you like is. It says, interesting group to give to. Inevitably, they always prefer an experience to a thing. A thing that makes them laugh is worth its weight in gold. So if you're going to send flowers to these people, then put a gag gift in it or put something funny in it or, you know, put a big, silly, fuzzy bumblebee and put, you know, will you be mine or something along those lines. You know, something that makes them laugh as well as being beautiful is nice. Does it tickle, inspire, or expand the senses? If you can use the word adventure while describing the gift, you did good. Things that help them improve, adapt, or change in the direction they feel the wind is blowing across their cheeks. Pardon me, will bring a smile. Push come to shove, a gift that allows them to live the moment vicariously counts as a goal. Now, when she was born, this lady was born, Venus was also in Sagittarius. And you really have to combine both of them. Venus is what the things we attract to us that we value in life. And again, with Venus and Sagittarius, and you can find this information out free by either going to mybirthchart.com and getting a free sidereal horoscope, or go to searchbythestars.com and put the information in on the front page there. With Venus and Sagittarius, now this is only if you have Sun in Sagittarius. If you have Capricorn, Sun in Capricorn in Venus and Sagittarius, it's different. So as Angel was saying, he used the word complicated. I'd like to think of it more as exacting or specific. Anyway, with Venus and Sagittarius, all things foreign interest these curious folks. If you understand foreign equates to different from how they were raised, this opens up worlds of gift possibilities. Now, this particular lady was raised with, you know, women got diamonds, diamond earrings, diamond necklaces, diamond rings, of course, and diamonds just didn't do it for her. He'd have been better off getting her some sort of funky metallic earrings that had been spray painted, you know, by an artist using a brush in their teeth or something. Something different. This is the original variety of spice of life crowd. Athletic bunch, too, either personally or vicariously. Things that help them do, watch, or remind them of their sports of choice are fun for them. If it helps improve any skill from the kitchen to the office to the track, or adapt to a situation or place, you will receive cheers. So if you're listening, the gentleman's name was Michael. If you're listening, Michael, then that's the type of gift you should get somebody born January 6th of 1962, because the Venus will change year to year. Another email I got was by a lady named Anne, and she wanted to know, Oh, goodness. Her and her husband were thinking about opening up one of those franchises, Dinner Done or Meals to Go or something along those lines. Something where you go into a place, it's like a kitchen, and everybody, you know, you fix meals for a week or a month or whatever, and you package them up and take everything home and put in the freezer, except, I guess, what you're eating that evening. All right, Anne was born October 20th, 1953. When she was born, and anybody born October 20th, the sun was in Libra, so I don't think you've got to change that. You already think it's in Libra. What is going on with her this year? And this is going to have to do with the time of day she was born, which was in the evening, actually. Oh, goodness. This year, it looks like after July 15th, it's funny because they're doing all kinds of, they're working out of their home now, and that's it. She had had a job, and now she has left that job. She has spent the last, you know, actually year, I guess, redoing the home, and now she's ready to do something else. And when Saturn and moves to the constellation Leo, it's in Cancer now, and it moves to the constellation Leo on July 15th, and anybody can use this information. When Saturn moves to the constellation Leo on July 15th, and it will be there for 2 years, everyone is going to feel this incredible shift in energy in a certain area of their life. And as I said, it will be there for 2 years, and it's about responsibility. It is about growth, and it's about working your tail off to achieve something. So in Anne's case, who has Aries rising, and that's, so anyone who has Aries rising, and no matter what else is going on in your chart, Saturn will be transiting and moving to that fifth house on July 15th. That has to do, well, it has to do with children, among other things, but it also has to do with the dining room. And it just kind of cracked me up. It's like, this is the part of the chart where you prepare meals and invite people in. And so her twist with that, because at the same time, shortly thereafter, transiting Jupiter will be going into the ninth house, and that is certainly a business. It's getting out and about. It's signing contracts. It is very business-oriented, and that will be moving in, what is it, November 21st. I think this whole dinner done idea, or meals on wheels, whatever it is a perfect idea, a perfect fit for her and her husband to be doing starting this summer. They can do the research now, and they can, you know, start setting up their business and have those doors open by July. And I think they'll do absolutely brilliant. So good luck with that, Anne. I have no idea where you are, but I'm sure it'll be a great success. All right, what else do we have? One more email here. And by the way, anyone can call in and ask me in real time. I'd be more than happy to look at your chart in Sidereal. I would need your birthday, month, time, and place to give an accurate reading. But that's a nice, happy to do, you know, a little quickie. Obviously, it's not a full chart, but I can easily answer a questionnaire. Okay, this lady, I say lady. I am so sorry. It may be a gentleman, Jamie. The person's name is Jamie, October 21st, 1966. Jamie's having relationship problems. Now, I did not get the chart of the person, and I'm going to say she. And Jamie, if you're listening and you're a gentleman, I'm sorry. I'm not sure you know, which you are, but I'm going to say she. It was having relationship problems. You did not send me, and that's the other thing. If you'd like to ask about relationship problems, even just the birthday, you know, month, day, and year of the other person is helpful. But, you are having relationship problems. And part of it is all about whether you're going to commit or not commit. First of all, anybody born October 21st, just like someone born October 20th, the sun is in Libra. So here's another Libra. Again, this is an extroverted person born in the afternoon. So they have all these planets above the horizon. And the time that when this person was born, the Capricorn was rising. So Saturn being in Cancer right now, and I use what's called the whole house sign system. So a house goes from 0 degrees of whatever that constellation is to the 30th degree, the 29th 59, the 30th degree of that constellation. The next house starts at 0 degrees of the next constellation and goes through to the 30th degree of that constellation. But anyway, Saturn here is transiting and has been going back and forth in that seventh house. When Saturn is transiting someone's seventh house, no matter, you know, who you are, it is always about relationships. And what a lot of people will do is they will settle down and get married. They'll say, all right, I'm serious about this. This is going to be the one for me. This is going to be, and it'll last. It's a lovely transit, actually, to get married on or to form a relationship and then get married as Saturn is transiting the ninth house 2.5 years later. But anyway, Saturn's going through, I keep saying that, through the seventh house. And it is squaring everything in Jamie's 10th house, which is Sun, South Node, Midheaven, Neptune, and finally here, Mercury. And it's almost, it's coming up. And again, I don't have this other person's chart, so I don't know what the actual problems are. But I can tell you, between now and July 15th, it is... There is some sort of, someone's not telling the truth about something. So either, you know, this person is not being honest about their feelings, whether they want to be committed, don't want to be committed, or the other person isn't. Somebody is not being honest here. And I think if you can just get it out and say, look, I really don't want to be in this relationship, or I really do want to be in this relationship, and, you know, are we on the same page at the same time? You can make a go of it. If you can't, then I don't see how this relationship is going to last much past the middle of summer, only because, well, part of it is just because of the way the email was worded, but there's still love there. Well, you know, that's love and compatibility are often two different things. I can say also anyone born around October 21st, 1966, 3, 6, 9. You in the next week, slow to anger. Count your, actually the next 2 weeks, count to 10 before you say anything. Just count to 10. Don't let something get under your skin because it's not what you wanted to hear. And again, that's anyone born around October 21st, 1966. All right, I got through that. Oh, I did want to mention I will be on the Donna Sebo show sometime in the month of April. She is going to be reviewing my book, Gift Giving by the Stars, which was very sweet of her to do. I appreciate that. Donna's been a longtime broadcaster here on BBS Radio. I want to mention one. I know I'm trying to get all these announcements in before the show closes. I'll mention one more time, the Astrological Association of Northern Virginia will be meeting at Mama Lucia's to Thursday night, and let me see, 10-minute topics. So it's Fair City Mall in Fairfax, Virginia. The address is 9650 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. But if it is the mall that has the Cinema Arts Theater in it. That's how most people know that mall. Okay, I just got IMed from someone, and I do have time to do, I'm sure, one more email. So let me get over here and do that. Okay, someone, okay. Someone's IMing me about their child. This is not the type of chart I would normally, I would normally do live on air only because this is the type of chart that needs to be done, you know, it does, needs to be done professionally. But I'll give you, I'm trying to type and talk at the same time, folks, which is a feat I'm not real good at. You know? All right, which, all right, there we go. It's normally that's something I would do professionally. And you can get my charts, you can contact me to have charts done at mybirthchart.com. I do tend to go for either business clients, clients in the entertainment field, or clients that have a serious question like this lady does. All right, the birthday of the child is February 9th, 1999. And, yes, I have permission to do this. February 9th, 1999. And this child's had a lot of health issues. Has been in the hospital quite a bit. And what's up with that? All right, February 9th. First of all, anyone born February 9th, the sun was in Capricorn. It was in 26 degrees of Capricorn. It had not gotten to Aquarius yet. And what I do when I look at a health chart, and I can see, okay, the child has a fever now, and it may very well spike in the next week, okay? So that's, and, you know, if you have to, for heaven's sakes, I mean, I pray, I do acupuncture, I do cranial sacral work, I do all that. But when you have to, folks, you know, we got hospitals for a reason, you know, so don't, you know, don't, you can't play around with people's lives. But yes, use everything you can, every modality you can. But, you know, the doctors were put here for a reason, too. It's more than just a cultural consciousness. Okay, when I'm looking at someone's health, I look at several different aspects. One of which, I look at the sun to see where they're susceptible. I look at the moon. I look at the ascendant. And it's the only time I do not use the whole sign house system. I use what's called the porphyry house system, or porphyry, forgive my Southern Maryland accent, porphyry house system to get the angles of the houses that shows the strength of the planets. And I'm going to look at the 12th house system, and this person is sensitive on their fifth house cusp, and again, this is sidereal porphyry. If you try this in tropical, it's not going to be the same. Sidereal porphyry, the fifth house cusp, or, I'm sorry, the sixth house cusp, the sixth, fifth was relationships, something else, is the hepatic arteries. So if there's something, the mom mentioned something about liver, and I'm thinking, what in the world would be this child's liver? Because with the sun in Capricorn, that's bones and teeth and possibly nerves. But the moon in Scorpio, that's any sort of reproductive organs, is Aries rising. Okay, that could be fevers because that's head. But what would be the child's liver? And sure enough here, the sixth house cusp is the 13th degree. It's 1227, but the 13th degree of Virgo, and it is hepatic arteries. So if there's an infection there that would cause a fever or any sort of sickness, I would have them check out those arteries. The other sensitive points would be deep nerves in the body. That's that 27th degree of Capricorn where the sun is, and the moon is, it wouldn't have anything to do with, she's not old enough for it to have anything to do with what's going on with her, because again, that's reproductive organs. And Aries, it would be part of the cerebellum there. So it's not a head thing. So if it's going to be kidneys, it's got to be that. So thank you for trusting me, Mary. And I appreciate that. And and good luck with that. But please, 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 like I said, I actually am on the prayer ministry team at the church. I go to Unity of Fairfax, and I do pray for people. I believe in prayer. I said I do acupuncture. I do all that stuff. But you know, if you got things that are broken that need to be fixed, please, don't stand out there burning sage sticks and chanting. Get that child somewhere where the child will be taken care of for acute symptoms, and you know, make sure that that child's going to be okay. And then certainly look into other modalities, any other which way that you can. Oh goodness, that was interesting getting that right there. All right, I've got another one coming in, and this, I've got, I have set myself up here to, that I, or my husband has actually, that I can receive IMs while I'm doing this. I'm going to, and I am doing this today, but we'll see how that flows. I'm not quite sure the flow on the radio is correct, and I almost would rather get your emails and then look at them, but that's okay. We're doing this today. All right, this lady's name is Jane. She was born November 1st, 1955. Anyone born November 1st? Oh, a bunch of Libras today. The sun is still in Libra on November 1st. The sun is in 15 degrees of Libra. And she just had career questions, opportunities. She had, her job opportunities coming up. All right. Let me say, Jane, and this is for anyone born around November 1st, 1955. And the year is important in astrology because the planets are moving constantly. So somebody born, and that's why, and I'm sure you all know this, you know someone's born on a birthday 1 year. A couple years later, someone else born on the same birthday, but they have slightly different personalities. Well, that's because all the planets have moved and the sun's about the only thing that's in the same place. Everything else is going to rotate around. But anyone born around November 1st, 1955, transiting Jupiter, what you have is transiting Jupiter coming up to your north node. And it's for some of you, it just got there. For some of you, it got there this past week. And for some of you, it'll be coming up in the next week. And again, this is for people born around November 1st. So the end of October, first week in November 1955. Yes, you've got this opportunity. And it kind of dropped in, came out of the blue. And it's very exciting, and I can see where it would make you nervous because apparently it's taking you away from what either you thought you wanted to do, or it's with a different company, or it's got you moving someplace. But I'd say go for it, and this is why. If you all think back, again, anyone born around November 1st, 1955, if you all think back to the opportunity you got about 12 years ago, and I guarantee you, you did get an opportunity then, 12 and a half years ago, that had to do with either career or relationship or education. You know, it's like, oh, okay, I could actually got accepted, you know, to go here. Or the company wanted to send me here to learn this new language or learn whatever it is, new system. If you took it, you know how your life was improved because of it. If you refused it, because there is that free will in astrology, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. If you refused it, I want you to think back and think, gee, what happened to me because I refused it? I mean, am I better off because I refused it? Or did I try to catch up with it 6 years later? You know, couldn't quite take the opportunity at the time. So, yeah, good luck with that. Also, anyone else born around, no, that would not be November 1st, 1955. Again, this is somebody else with Aries rising. But if you were born around November 1st of any year, end of October, if you were a sidereal Libra, is someone who was born between October 17th to November 16th. So that's October 17th to November 16th, and you can give me a day on either side of that, depending on leap year. Your life, yes, this past, since January in particular, has been tough. It's a lot of things have been expected from you, and you've had to get them, and you've had to do them right now, and you've had to. Starting July 15th, it will get easier. It's like, oh, okay, because I put in the extra effort, now my life is easier. And that's how it gets easier. Not because they just go away and stop bothering you. It's because you put in the extra effort and you got good at what you do. All right. We are almost out of time here, and I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in today. If you've got a question about sidereal astrology, you can go to mybirthchart.com. That's mybirthchart.com. And there's pages on there called Hot Topics in Astrology. It's all about sidereal astrology. There's also a weekly, I do a weekly sidereal horoscope that's updated on Friday mornings. Again, that's at mybirthchart.com. If you have gift-giving questions or would like to buy a copy of Gift Giving by the Stars from the website, searchbythestars.com. That's searchbythestars.com. I will autograph it for you. You can certainly get it on Amazon or at your favorite bookstore. Some Unity bookstores have it. But those don't get autographed because I can't. I'm not there to do it. Thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate that. And this is Debs, the Horoscopes Lady, once again saying, do you know where your planets are? Bye now.